And Rusty is with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rusty, good morning, and looking forward to this talented filly Strutter Stuff later this afternoon.
Well, thank you. It's kind of exciting. It's a great new series, and glad to be part of it.
Yeah, she's ultra talented. What is it about her that makes her so good?
Well, she's talented. she's shown it from day one, and you know it's kind of special when you get one that can go 5.5 when they needed to, and then stretched on out. And she's just been a pleasure to have. Very, very lucky that you fill in my barn.
You know, I often bet on your horses because you get a nice price, and I know they're absolutely prepared to the minute. And I was so angry with myself after the Edgewood that I didn't have your filly on the ticket. You get sometimes tunnel vision when you look at horses like Newspaper or Record and think they can't get beat, but you don't make any money with 1-2 shots. But your filly's record is just outstanding, other than the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly's Turf. And I guess she probably didn't have the best of trips that day, but other than that, she's perfect. And is she like easy to take care of? Is she tough to train? What's the story with her?
No, she's a sweetheart. She's one of those that has a very good mind on her. She's can do what you want. She'll graze a little too slow if you don't ask her. She's had a habit of doing not a lot if you don't ask her to do a lot. And she's got a good mind. The Breeders' Cup, it was a combination of things. I feel it was back in 21 or 2 days, and she had come out of the race at Keeneland, and she just got a little bit of a fever for a couple of days. 4 or 5 days later, she shook it off really well. Her blood work was good. She acted fine, but sometimes those things take a little more out of them than you think they do. And we had a horrible racetrack. It was a bog, and we drew the one hole. And just, it was a combination. She'd gone from maiden to grade two to the Breeders' Cup, and the thing didn't work out. And even that day, she was in the race to the eighth pole, and she just flapped out and didn't finish up. And we put her away for the winter, and everything's gone right as a three-year-old.
How long did it take you, Rusty, when you first set eyes on her and got her into your barn? How long did it take you to realize that she could be this caliber?
Well, I'm one of those people that don't think you really know what caliber they are till you race them. I've had a lot of good horses until I ran them, and then they weren't so good. And it happens that way. And she had trained good. Jose Lescano had been on her a couple of times in the morning. He was really, really high on her. And she did it in the afternoon. And that was the maiden race from when in. I thought we had a pretty good filly going in, and two people in the race had already told me they thought there were exceptional fillies in there. I think there's Wesley Warren now in Goldberg. So when you win a maiden race like that people like their horses at Saratoga, you feel pretty good. And I know some people, when we ran her back, said, well, I don't think she'll go on. And what surprised me is that she sprinted. She's a big, rangy filly. She's got a lot of leg under her. She looked like more ground's what she wanted. So the surprise, I think, was the short race on the turf, that she could do that. And I think if you get one that can do that and you feel like they want to go long, you've got something.
She made a huge move forward from the Florida Oaks to the Edgewood as far as her speed figures were concerned. Did you see anything in her, development in that time period where you thought, we might be able to beat the favorite?
Well, the Florida Oaks was a comeback race. You think you've got them really, really fit, but there's nothing like racing. And she needed that race that day. She was hard-pressed to win, did it well, but hard-pressed. And when we gave her the 2 months to get ready for the Edgewood, she was prepared. She had breezed weekly with a very nice older filly and had given her all she wanted. And I felt like she'd gone over there the right way. Now, I was a fan of Newspaper Record. I didn't think she looked like an unbeatable filly to me. And it's my home. It's Kentucky, and we were going to run. But at the 3/8 pole, standing watching a race with my wife Sarah, and I said, "We're going to run a really good second here. It's going to be a solid race." And I just thought that filly was just controlling the whole race on the front end, and you know, was going to have an answer. She liked it soft and went on soft. And when we got up to within three lengths of her, I still had no visions of actually beating her. And then when Irad asked her, she just didn't extend herself on. And all at once, we were on top of her. So I was surprised.
Talking to trainer Rusty Arnold here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Concrete Rose going to the post in this afternoon's Grade 1 Belmont Oaks Invitational. Rusty, what is it about what you're seeing from her? What things is she showing you that gives you the confidence that, you know what, she can be just as good, maybe even better, at a mile and a quarter?
Well, she's got the stamina on the dam side. I mean, she's out of a Powers Court mare. I think he won the Billion, so I could be wrong. We either ran it or won it. There's a lot of stamina there.
Yep.
She's a real, real leggy filly. She finishes up every race she's been in, and she trains like a horse that will go on. She has a great big heart. She takes her training well. She likes it, so I think the distance will be fine.
She was just so impressive last time, and like you said, you didn't think she was going to go by, and then she just like squirted away like nothing. I mean, it was really something to watch, and I made a mental note to always pay attention to her because she has a stylish way of running. She's really cool.
She is. She's a really neat filly to be around. She's a pleasure, and she seems like she really, really likes it. And it's something that all of them don't do, so that helps too.
You know, you mentioned with that Edgewood that she was, you know, you were home. It was your home track, Churchill Downs. You know, you're a Kentucky guy. And now you have to go to Chad Brown's hometown in Belmont Park. Of course, he grew up by Saratoga, but this is his house now. Is there a different approach that you take when you're taking her on the road, or is it just like, okay, let's see what she can do and let her do her thing?
Well, she, you know, Chad's tough. I mean, listen, a record speaks for itself, and he doesn't have one tough one in there. He's got three tough ones in there. And we had the edge on him at Kentucky. He had not run. He was making his comeback race. And like my filly at Tampa, there's nothing like a race. And we had a race under us. He didn't. Now he's got two under him. So he's going to be tough, and his other fillies are. But we didn't do a lot different with her. We trained her at Keeneland. They let us breeze her on the grass when I wanted, which really helped. And she came up here. She's been here since Tuesday, and everything's gone good. She's schooled in the paddock, and it's a different race. A mile and a quarter is a different race than she's ever run. And I'd call it extremely cautiously optimistic that she's going to take this jump.
Rusty, as we make our way down that road to the Breeders' Cup in November, obviously a lot of people will have their eyes on Concrete Rose, and assuming that she does well in this race later today, that she continues down that path. But are there a couple of other horses in that Rusty Arnold shed row that we should keep an eye on as we make our way down to the Breeders' Cup?
Well, I don't know if she's a Breeders' Cup horse, but our little sprinter, Morticia, is really doing good as a five-year-old, I think. Our last race is one of her best. She goes to the Caressing. And we've come up, luckily, with two really nice sprinters, boys, and I'm not sure they won't be Breeders' Cup horses. We've got Totally Boss, who has just really gone the right way since he started sprinting on a turf, and a horse called Leinster. And he's two for two sprinting on the turf out of his conditions. And we're going to take him to Saratoga and jump him up a level and see if they're good enough.
Yeah, I guess you don't know till you try it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rusty Arnold here on HRN. Rusty, I know it's a busy day for you. We will let you go, but all the best with Concrete Rose and those other contenders as we make our way down that road to Santa Anita. Well done.
All right, guys. Anytime.